I think it's the determination. Like, you have to be really determined to stay playing and stay on tour, because there's going to be up and downs, you know, and a lot of players, they have the quality or they have the skills. But really what makes the difference, I think, is the determination to practice and to stay, like, strong, even though not, like, in this moment it's not working out, because it will always, like, go down and up. Mm. So I think that's the one thing that makes a difference between the great players.
Hello everybody, and welcome to the 19th episode of the Volley Talk podcast. It's been quite a while since we've done an episode, but we are back here today and I'm so glad to be here with y'all. My name is Tasha and I am your host for today. Our guest for today is a really special player. She was the silver medalist for the 2017 European Championships and is a really experienced beach volleyball player who has participated in many high-level World Tour tournaments. She is none other than Mikhaila Kvapilova from the Czech Republic. Mikhaila is just such a fun and easy person to talk to, and I dare you not to smile or laugh while listening to this podcast. Before we start, I'd just like to apologize for the audio quality, because Zoom didn't seem to work when we wanted to record. So we just switched to a regular video call, thus the audio quality is a little bit different. Nonetheless, I'm sure you will still enjoy Mikhaila's sharing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. First question, Mikhaila. Who is Mikhaila Kvapilova in a tweet?
Perfect pronunciation, by the way. So apparently it's a person with a very tough name. But I think I'm pretty friendly and go along with a lot of people. So, like, this extrovert person.
Yeah, I can tell through your post and everything, you know. That's why I was like, okay, I think I really want to have you on my show, because you seem like such a fun and cool person to talk to. So, Mikhaila, tell us, how did you first start beach volleyball?
Well, I played some youth championships, like World or European Championship, but I still switch in between the indoor and beach volleyball. And then in 2016, one of the Czech pairs split up and one of the players asked me to play, and that's when I started fully play beach volleyball.
Oh, is she your current partner now?
No, we split up. She ended her career in 2018. And now has a family, We spent years together, and then now I have another partner.
Okay, that's cool. So, did you find it difficult to switch from indoor to beach volleyball?
Not really. I think the switch from beach volleyball to indoor, actually, I liked a lot, because I had a good physicality, you know, then a lot of, like, I was jumping super high. Mm-hmm. But from indoor to beach, I found it a bit more harder because of all the timing and everything. It was just tougher. So, like, in youth, it's okay. But as a senior, you know, like a woman event, mm-hmm. that's super hard. Like, you almost cannot do it. It's two different sports.
Yeah, I agree with you. So, just wondering, Mikhaila, how tall are you? Because you look super tall in your photos.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's good. But actually, I'm not that super tall. I'm just 182. So for a blocker on the World Tour, I belong to the lower blockers.
Oh, yeah, because the blockers on World Tour are like 185 and above nowadays.
Yeah.
But still, you look really tall in your photos.
Okay, that's good. Maybe I present also on the court. Tall, so
respect. So, Mikhaila, who or what inspires you the most along this whole journey?
Well, I think I don't have like one specific person that would be like my idol or inspiration, but along the players, there are so many like inspiring people, and just to watch them how they deal with the difficult situations or losses or even wins, or how they respect the others, like also their partners. That's so great to watch, like Agata or April Ross. It's like a privilege to be along with them mm-hmm. on this tournaments, you know. And but I would say like my idol would be my dad, because he also played volleyball, and yeah, so we spend a lot of evenings talking just about how to approach the game or what's happening and about life also. So I think he has a pretty nice view on that.
Oh, that's so sweet. So he's something like your coach, you would say?
Yeah, like my personal coach, because of course he follows, you know, and he's like one of the biggest fans. Mm-hmm. So, and when he knows about volleyball and beach volleyball, then he also cannot help himself to give me some advice.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, Mikala, what has been the toughest challenge that you had to face, and what lesson did you learn from it?
Yeah, like in my beach volleyball career, I think the toughest one was the split up with my previous partner in 2018, because we had a tough season, and then she ended her career and I had to find everything new, and the Olympics were coming, or like the qualification for the Olympics was coming up, and that was super tough because Czech Republic is a small country and there are not so many players. So I felt a bit alone. But so that was a tough time, but I think I overcome it, like, and it made me to be more open-minded and not just like to stick with the plan, and because the plans, they don't always work out. Nothing is really lasting forever. So yeah, I guess I learned more how to really enjoy the moment. That it's also nice to play the tournaments, and not that something does not work out, that it's the end of the world.
Yeah, but I would like to ask you a little bit, I think, controversial question. I don't know if you can say that, because as we know, during this Olympics, two of the Czech team actually got tested positive for COVID. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's very unfortunate, because both of the teams had very good chances at the Olympics. The girls were already experienced and the boys had a great season. Mm-hmm. So it's just sad to watch it. And they are so far away. They are alone in the hotel room. So I really feel for them. It's so hard. But the boys, today they played and won 2-1.
Yeah, I know. That's so good.
So that's at least a little bit for the Czech beach volleyball, like the appreciation for the whole, their work for the past 5 years. And I think they deserve it.
Yeah, I know. When I saw the news, I was just so heartbroken, because, like, you know, the Olympics is a stage that all athletes dream of. And then you've worked so hard, not 4 years, but now 5 years and even more.
Yeah.
And then just at the last moment, it just, you know, your dreams just cannot be realized.
Yes, that's very hard. Yeah. And also for the competition, I think no one likes to see when the games are not played. Everyone is looking forward to the games, you know, so it's just super sad, and I'm very sorry for them.
Yeah. Okay, now let's not talk about sad stuff anymore, because my next thing is actually like a mini game where I recently started. I think it's quite fun. So this mini game is called The Best Ever. So I'm going to ask you some questions of the best ever things that you have experienced before. So, Mikala, the first question is the best ever match that you've ever played in.
I think that was the semi-final of the European Championship 2017.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, I don't even like remember it so much, but it was just the best feeling, because We played against the German that year, a very good pair, Laborer Sude, and we won. And it was just crazy good match. Everything worked out for us. So it was amazing to get into the final. That was great.
Who do you face in the finals?
Another German. But I don't play anymore. It was Nadia Glanske with, I don't actually remember her partner now, but yeah, there we lost in three sets.
Oh, yeah, but anyway, you experienced the best feeling ever in the semis. So next question is the best ever team that you've played against.
I think it's always a privilege to play against Agata Duda. I really, it's so good matches, and it doesn't matter, who wins or who loses. Hopefully they win, you know. it's just so nice to play against them, and it's you feel privileged because they're such a good team, and Agata is so experienced and inspiring, so I really like these games.
Yeah, it's always nice playing against your idols.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last one is the best ever venue that you've competed in.
Best stuff. Because there are so many nice ones. I would say Vienna is one of the top. Then Poreč is no longer in the calendar, but it was such a nice place to
Sorry,
play.
Where?
Especially Poreč in Croatia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was so nice. Also, for us as Czech, a lot of Czech people go there for holidays, so it was almost like playing home.
Nice.
Yeah. Ostrava tournament is also nice. The Czech Republic, it's something special.
Yeah.
So special. And I love Australia, so the tournament in Sydney was great.
Okay. Yeah, actually I wanted to ask you, the Ostrava place, right? Is it some sort of old building or something like that?
It's a factory. Old factory. And now they host concerts or some other events, so they put the beach volleyball tournament.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah. Because every time when I watch on video, it looks like there's some sort of cool structures behind, and I'm always wondering what is it exactly, but it just looks super cool.
It's a factory, yeah. And it's all metal, and that's something different because
yeah. It's not always the beach.
yeah, not always the beach, right?
So Mikala, do you have any pre-competitions routine?
Yeah, there I will disappoint you. I don't so much. So I have nothing to give you a specific plan how to prepare for a match. But when me and my partner, when we feel a little bit down after the loss and going to the next match, we play some cool songs and sometimes we dance to it. So that never hurts.
Yeah. It's always good to release some tension by dancing.
Okay.
So speaking about tension, right, Mikala, so during the match, surely there'll be some times where the points are really close, or let's say you are far behind from your opponents. So during those times, how do you sort of calm yourself down?
Yeah, I found that breathing really works. It sounds very simple, but it's really the best thing, really breathe deep breaths. And if we're really far behind, sometimes we make a joke out of it a little bit, so to lose the tension, and it really works. Then you smile a bit, and then suddenly you get a netty face or something like that, and then it's a bit more funnier.
Okay. I like that approach because you're not always taking yourself too seriously, and you learn to find joy even in the moments when you're down, and it makes you feel better.
Yeah, because the game always turns around, we played now three events in Cancun and it was so windy that sometimes it was we cannot play beach volleyball anymore. Or, in some releases it was just bumps it, bumps it, bumps it. So it was tough. So in this situation it's also sometimes nice to make fun of it and just play hopefully the next one.
Yeah, I love that. So, Mikala, in your opinion, what is the most important quality of a beach volleyball player?
I think it's the determination. Like, you have to be really determined to stay playing and stay on tour, because there's going to be up and downs, you know, and a lot of players, they have the quality or they have the skills. But really what makes the difference, I think, is the determination to practice and to stay, like, strong, even though not, like, in this moment it's not working out, because it will always, like, go down and up. Mm. So I think that's the one thing that makes a difference between the great players. And
Yeah, because, like, especially in beach volleyball, in a sport where things are so uncertain all the time, like, a team that wins this tournament, they might not even, like, you know, go to the next round in the next tournament, right? That's what I realized about beach volleyball. It's not so much like indoor volleyball, or even sports like tennis, where, you know, like, you know, like, these few people will be the winners already.
Yeah, pretty much. And no one can substitute you, so you have to, like, deal with it yourself. You don't have a coach there, so, like, really on the court, so you just have to find a way. And that's always, it's also, like, after the tournament or after the losses, then you have to just find a way how to continue or why you do it.
Yeah, that's so true. So, Mikala, what are the hopes for the future of your career?
Well, that's a big question, because now with my partner, we agreed to continue into the 2020, alias 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll still have, like, a half season coming up, the European Championship, and then the some events in Czech. And after that, we'll see. So it's a big question mark.
Okay. So wait, from what I understand, it's like, your partnership with your partner is not really, like, fixed yet. Is that right? Or how does it work?
Yeah, I mean, it's fixed for this season for sure, or we are fixed for that. But after that, we have to sit down and discuss again, because if you start again, like, a next cycle, let's say, for 3 years, it's a big commitment. And to put all the work in, or how we do, it's something that we will discuss.
Oh, so typically a cycle lasts for 3 years, is that what you said?
yeah, normally it's four, like, because you try to play the tournaments and then maybe qualify to the Olympic Games playing them. But because now it was 5 years till this Olympics, so now it's just three.
Yeah, I get it.
That's so weird.
I see. Okay, all right. So, Mikala, besides beach volleyball, what else do you like to do?
Well, I play piano.
Oh.
That's something that I really like. And recently I learned a bit how to surf, or how to stand on the board. So I really like surfing. So that's, like, a new passion.
Yeah, that sounds like so much fun. And it's so convenient, you know, after the competition, you just go to the sea if there's strong winds.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. I always look at the surfers, you know, at the beaches. I was like, that would be so nice to try. And then at one of my vacations, I like, took a surf lessons, and I liked it, so now I can stand on the board. It's not really surfing yet, but maybe later I will come to this real surfing.
Yeah, which leads me to my next question, which is, after, you know, you retire from beach volleyball, what do you see yourself doing?
Well, I think I will still do something with the sport. I don't see myself, like, to be in an office and not doing anything connected to the sport. So, but I don't know exactly if it's going to be either coaching or, like, helping something in the federations, or maybe Olympic committee, or I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not really clear, but I think I would like to still be connected with the sport, most preferably beach volleyball or volleyball. But yeah, I like so many sports. I can see to be connected just to any.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to ask you, how big is beach volleyball in Czech Republic?
It's pretty big now. Like in Prague, we have so many courts and so many amateurs play tournaments every weekend.
Wow.
And yeah, so also in winter, you know, when it's colder, they put a bubble like above the courts and the people play inside. So I think it's pretty popular. So.
That must be so nice. I mean, can you imagine people even playing in the winter? That's so cool.
Yeah. They cannot live without it.
Without it. Yeah. So, Michaela, my next question is, what do you think your strengths are, both as an athlete and as a person?
Well, I think it's the extrovert thing that I'm, like, friendly and I make fast friends. And then it also helps me, like, to be more connected with my partner or find a way has to be balanced on the court also. So, and I think it's easy to have fun. So
yeah,
hopefully.
I can definitely tell that. Yeah. So, okay, I don't know whether this question really applies to you, but I'm still going to ask it, which is, what do you wish people knew about you that they don't?
Yeah, that's the thing I thought about it, but I think I'm pretty open book, yeah. So I don't know if there is really something. Maybe it's the thing that when I was really little, I always said that I will never play beach or volleyball. Like,
what?
Because my parents are both volleyball players. So I was like, I would never. And I always wanted to be track and field. Really worked out, but then I also started to do a bit volleyball, you know, and then it went good, so I changed my opinion.
So do you have other siblings who are volleyball players as well?
Yes, I have a sister, but she's now in the med school, so she's studying to be a doctor, so she does not have so much time to play, but actually last weekend she played in the beach volleyball tournament in Czech.
Nice.
Nice.
So were your parents like, I knew she would come back?
Yeah, they were. I think they like, you know, behind the scenes they pushed it.
Yeah, so
they're like, yeah, maybe try this, you know.
Yeah, they wanted you to be a volleyball player, and they helped you, like, you know, without you realizing it.
To find a way.
Yeah.
But it was nice. They let me to try other sports and to find out if it's really something I want to do. So it's not like they would say, oh, you need to play volleyball.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So then I actually thought that it was my decision a bit, but now when I'm older, I can see a bit, maybe they helped me.
But anyway, it went well.
Yeah, I think so.
So, Michaela, my next question is, knowing what you know now, what advice would you give to your younger self?
I would definitely say to be more calm, because I was a bit angry kid or put a lot of passion in the sport, you know, so then when it did not go my way or our way with the team, it was, I was angry, super angry, and then I was, I cried or something, and just like, yeah, you know, losing is part of the sport, so, but it's hard to explain. They like it, for sure. Everyone likes it.
But I mean, I really cannot see you as an angry person now.
Oh yeah, where do you put that much, like, you know, emotions or passions that right after, like, I was angry or pissed.
But but do you think if the younger self, your younger self was more calm, would you still be the player you are today?
Maybe. I think maybe I could, like, be more experienced earlier or, you know, that, like, to start a bit early. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's something
Something to think about. All right, so Mikala, this was so fast, but we have actually reached our last question, which is a question that I ask all my guests at the end of the podcast, and it goes, if you could put a message on the moon for 7.9 billion people in the world to see, what would it be and why?
Well, I think it would be just to live in the moment and enjoy it, because like I said, nothing lasts forever, life is short, and we have so much nice things that we do, like I think all of us, and if we just stop and appreciate it, that's what's making the life nice.
Yeah, and I think that's really good advice, and I feel like it's advice for me also, because I'm someone who is always so, you know, worried about the future and, you know, keep thinking about the future, and I'm also trying to learn how to live in the moment more. So how have you sort of taught yourself to live in a moment more?
Well, I found that meditation helps a lot. I mean, first of all, I was not really patient with that, so I had to try a lot. And I was like, oh, stupid. Or I fell asleep or something. But I think that are just the stages you need to go through, and then you, like, get more, then you find out how it works, or also, like, the experiences, the life experiences make it. Like, if you can look back and appreciate also something good in something bad, then I think the next time you will approach the situation better, so then you can be like stuck in that moment and you'll be like, you know, it's actually quite nice. So I think that would be my advice.
All right, that's awesome advice. So, wow, I really can't believe that I finished all the questions already. It was such a joy to speak to you, Mikala. You're so, you know, bubbly, and just, you make me laugh so much.
That's nice. I like that. Thanks so much for inviting me, for contacting me. That's so nice. I really appreciate it.
Because like I said, I when I saw your profile, I was like, man, I need to get her on my show to share about her story. But anyway, Mikala, is there anything, any other last words that you'd like to share to our listeners?
I think I really said it all. I always speak so much that I'm pretty sure you can find something else. I don't know. It's just like,
okay.
I think be happy, play beach volleyball, and enjoy.
So how can our listeners support you along your journey? Like, where can they follow you more?
I think on Instagram they can follow me or my partner for a path. On Facebook we are also there, but also the other pages like Volleyball World or FIVB Beach Volleyball. I think they can see a lot of news about beach volleyball, and sometimes also the Czech flags is there. Sometimes also with our name. So that's very nice when the little countries also can be seen on the world stage.
I don't think Czech is so little anymore. With all the good results nowadays. But anyway, for our listeners, I will put the links in the description also that you all can see. So yeah, okay. I guess that's about it. And Mikala also has a training session now, right? Are we? Are you still?
Already
now, right? So okay. All right. So
wait. I hope your exam was good.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was fine. Yeah, it's over. It's done. I'm not going to talk about it.
I wish you good luck, guys.
Sorry?
That I didn't even wish you good luck before. When I
think you did. I'm not sure. It's okay. It doesn't even matter.
So again, thanks so much for inviting me.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
Thank you for coming on. I know you're so busy and all, but thanks for even finding the time to do this.
Yeah, sure.
That was such a fun sharing by Mikala. What I learned most from her is just to always live in the present moment and not take yourself or your situation too damn seriously all the damn time. Please do give her a follow and support her along her journey at Misa Kvapi, that is MisaKvapi on Instagram. If you found this episode helpful, share it with your friend, your teammates, or even your coach. And if you have any questions that you'd like to ask the players or any players that you would love to hear their stories, please do send me a message on Instagram at The Volley Talk Podcast or use the hashtag The Volley Talk Podcast. Once again, thank you for joining us, and I'll see you in the next episode.